Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Well, hello, family. Patrick Madrid here. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Set up the phone number to be on the program. It's 888-914-9149. Let's start in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is the midway point in this pledge drive that we're in right now. We have a huge need. $2.7 million. We're getting there. We're getting there. It's little by little, brick by brick, step by step, paso a paso. We're getting there. And in a little while, Mary Graham is going to join me. We'll talk a little bit more about what we need to accomplish today. And we've got some very specific goals today, and I'll share those with you momentarily. First, though, Cyrus, you shared with me early this morning some audio from a show I've never heard of before, something called what, the Drew Mariani Show, something like that?
I think that's what yesterday? It's called. Yeah, I don't know. He's new here.
He's, 20 years new?
Right. Yeah,
20, more than that, probably.
20 years new.
Yeah, so let me set this up, and then I'll let you set it up, Cyrus, because I'm sure you've got something to say. But what you're going to hear is whimsical. It's funny, and it's funny to all of us. It's all in good, clean fun. Everybody here at Relevant Radio, you know, we enjoy this little joke, but please understand it's not real. And maybe I'll say a word or two about that on the other side of this audio. Anything you want to say, Sarah?
Yeah, this is really fun. Patrick and Andrew they're both competitive. Drew will play it off like it's just Patrick, but Drew, I've worked with both of these guys, and they're competitive. You know, before I play it, though, I was thinking, you know, this is the Join the Family pledge drive, and we've had a couple listeners call you their radio dad.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, what does that make Drew then? I think that makes him everyone's radio crazy uncle.
What does that make you?
Nothing. I'm out of this
what
equation.
What are you? Yeah, let's figure out where you fit in.
All right, I wish I would have just kept my mouth shut. All right, so let's play this audio. This is really fun. This is someone has called into the Drew Mariani Show, and
this was yesterday.
This
right?
is yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was yesterday or the day before, and all they're right. poking the bear of the rivalry. And this is fun.
Yeah, I learned something.
And I'll make sure that I donate. I'll donate during your hour for sure. Well, that way, I always like to make sure you get more than Patrick. I love the little rivalry, but let's make sure that you get more. So thanks, Patrick, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Now, Patrick and I are the best of friends. We really are. He comes to town. We go out. We hang out. Patrick's very compassionate, too. You know, the time my son got attacked, I got a text from him right away. I love Patrick. He's a good guy. There's, you know, he likes to kid around and act like there's this big competition. But I don't blame you, Tom. I'd love to see my numbers. You know, when I see support in this hour, it says that you value what I do. So it's a personal report card for me. When people support the show, it says we listen and we love what you do. Thanks for doing what you do here. But it also speaks to the bigger picture here at Relevant Radio. We're all in this together. You know, we're all brothers and sisters. You and I are in it together. We're both called to support Relevant. And everybody does their part here at Relevant Radio. Everybody's show is a little bit different, and I'm glad for that. But I'm grateful for your call, Tom, and I'm grateful for everyone who's picked up the phone and supported Relevant Radio. We're family. I mean that in such a literal sense. You and I are family.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, it's fun.
Who is that guy again? Who are we just hearing?
I think the caller's name was Mark. I've never heard of the other guy.
Yeah. All right. So what I wanted to say on the heels of that, first of all, way to go, Drew. You had a big day yesterday, a major day. Bigger than ours, that's true. But in any case, Drew's absolutely right. And I just want to underscore what he was saying. And Drew and I are very good friends. We whenever there's an opportunity to hang out, we do hang out. So whatever you hear on the radio, it's just theater. That's all. It's just, what can I say? So I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression. But I am a little competitive. Would you say so, Cyrus? I'm a little competitive.
Yeah, you're a little.
Teensy bit.
I want to I look at those numbers and it's like I'm always rooting for Drew, and I want him to. I love seeing how great he is at Pledge Drive and really bringing everybody together. But I still want to beat his numbers.
Beat the numbers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely, I do. Absolutely, I do. And you know, the rising tide lifts all the boats, as they say. So.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, I mean, when I play basketball with my best friend, I'm doing my best to win. But then the game's over, and you know, we go get a beer together, and we laugh and have a good time.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's kind of how I look at it.
I wonder how many times I'm going to say absolutely today. I'll have to start counting that. I'm going to strike that word from my lexicon for today. Well, that was fun. Yeah. So why don't we return the favor and return the compliment today? And have a really big day today and see what Drew can do in response to that. Wouldn't that be good? I almost lapsed.
Who is this Drew of which you speak?
I almost lapsed into an Australian accent. Wouldn't that be good? Good? I can't even do it.
Moving on.
Yeah. Okay, so now from the... I'm hesitating on whether or not to do this story out of Afghanistan.
Let's wait on that. We got to make sure we have time.
Yeah, because there's some audio on that.
But you don't want to at the same time. If you're listening now, you don't want to miss this.
No, you don't want to. So we will cleanse our palate. We'll come back to that. In the meantime, though, I do have some good news. I love good news in the morning. The great state of Ohio has a new act, 2363, that will protect preborn children from abortion at fertilization. So it's a new bill that was introduced by Ohio State Representative Jenna Powell. It aims to reduce the number of abortions in the U.S. from 2,363 each day to zero. The 2363 Act would ban abortion in Ohio, except in rare situations where a mother is at grave risk. Now, we have audio from Dr. Anthony Levitino. He was a former abortion doctor, an OBGYN, faculty member at a major hospital teaching hospital. And we've played it before. We could play it again if necessary. But he's on the record as an expert, as a medical scientist and somebody who used to perform abortions, and he will tell you, he says, there is never a situation, medically speaking, where you need to abort the baby to save the life of the mother. It just never happens. And he says, out of the, I don't know how many, 10,000 or more babies that he's delivered, it has never been necessary, including in cases where there's like really severe illness that the mother's experiencing. He says, you know, especially once the child is viable, the solution is you just do a C-section. The baby is born, the mother returns to good health. And so anyway, so that provision is really, even that is not necessary itself. This is, by the way, from Live Action, our good friends there. Liveaction.org is their website. Like the Heartbeat Act in Texas, citizens would be able to sue an abortionist for violating the law by committing an abortion, while the bill would exempt women undergoing abortions from legal repercussions. Powell said, the 2363 Act is based off the Arkansas Unborn Child Protection Act, which was signed into law earlier this year, but we've made a couple of changes. This bill uses the enforcement language by the Texas Heartbeat Act, which has been upheld by the Fifth Circuit Court. We stated Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Utah as having recently passed similar pieces of legislation. The 2363 Act is one in which Powell has a personal investment due to her upbringing and her passionately held pro-life beliefs. She said, as a woman legislator, I believe it is crucial that we move forward on pro-life issues. I am very, very passionate, she said. I'm actually one of seven children. I've grown up in a household that protects life and understands that abortion is wrong. And so for me, being in the legislature, it was exciting to start working on crucial pieces of legislation. We already passed the heartbeat bill in my first term, and that time we could see a heartbeat, we know that that child deserves life and should be protected. That's currently being upheld in the courts. I read that wrong. That's currently being held up in the courts. But what I realized was, if we believe life begins at fertilization, then we have to continue moving the ball forward to protect every life. Now, this is great news for the great state of Ohio, and perhaps it bodes well for other states in the union. We'll have a link to this posted so you can check it out for yourself. But I love to give you some good news at the start of each show. We are going to take a quick time out right now. Cyrus, I think we have a miracle moment right now, don't we? Is that right?
Actually, Father Rocky is standing by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Father Rocky. Okay. Our executive director, Father Rocky, is here with a message as we head into the third day of our five-day pledge drive.
A dollar a day helps us in a big way. Hi, this is Father Rocky of the Family Rosary Across America. Our numerous dollar a day donors, many of whom have made their gift perpetual, are the backbone of our Relevant Radio mission. Join the Relevant Radio family now at a dollar a day, and we'll send you two very special gifts. The first is a book, Through the Year with Fulton Sheen, and it's Bishop Sheen at his best, master storyteller and preacher with a word of encouragement, counsel, and direction for each day of the year. And we'll also send you a handmade one-decade rosary made by the sisters at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Poland. The rosary was placed on the tomb of St. Faustina, and it contains a third-class relic. The Fulton Sheen book and the one-decade rosary are both yours right now when you join the family at Relevant Radio. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Today is the day. We have a very, very special gift for you today, and it is a one-decade rosary. Absolutely incredible, beautiful rosary. It's been handmade. It's gorgeous. You're going to love it. It's going to help you grow in your spiritual life. But today is the only day, and it's yours for a simple dollar a day. Make that gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, and you'll also get the download, which was produced by Father Richard Simon, and it's going to teach you a little bit about St. Nicholas and how he ties into Christmas. Also, for that dollar a day, you'll get the book from Fulton Sheen. It is called Through the Year. He's a master storyteller. It's great to listen to Bishop Sheen and to read him as well. All those are yours for just a dollar a day. But you know what? Drew kind of blew us out of the water yesterday. We've got a big goal for this hour. We're going to set a huge number, a huge goal, a huge bar. We want Drew to have to fight for today. So we're going to get a little bit of a warmer hour going up this hour. We need 200 gifts this hour as we get this train moving.
Can we do it? I think we can do it.
We can do
and,
it.
And, you know, Drew did have a really big day yesterday. And that's typical of Drew. He's just like Godzilla. He comes in and just kills these records. But we had a big day, too. It just wasn't as big as his. So we would really like to reverse that, if at all possible. A good friendly competition helps everybody. So the way you can participate is by going to relevantradio.com. Go right now, please, and let's get some momentum early in the hour. Relevantradio.com is not only where you can make your pledge, but you can also see the thermometer and our progress. You can also take a look at some of these thank you gifts that we have for you at the various levels of giving. That's all there. You can see the same thing on the Relevant Radio app. And you can call us at 877-291-0123. I'd like to start off just by thanking Mark from California for his gift yesterday of $5,000. He listens on 1400 AM KIHH, and he sent in his gift yesterday. Wasn't that very nice, Mary?
That was fabulous. That was fabulous. And we want to thank everyone who's joined in so far during this pledge drive. And we cannot emphasize enough that there is a limited number of these one-decade Divine Mercy rosaries available. They are handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow. They don't have internet or phones there. So literally, when we order these, we need to contact somebody in town who drives out, I think it's like 45 minutes or an hour, to put in the order. So very, very important that you call early, get your rosary now, immediately before they're gone. Real simple, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Serious question for you, Cyrus. And this is a serious question. Do you own a pair of Nike tennis shoes?
Yes, I'm wearing some right now.
Is that so? Let me flash those over here. Oh, yeah, I see it. The swoosh. Just do it, Cyrus.
Just
right?
Do it.
So would you pay, I don't know, $100 for a pair of Nikes?
No, I'm cheap. Frugal. Oh, yeah.
Frugal is a good word. Yeah. That's a word you don't hear much very often. Would you pay $1,000 for a pair of Nikes?
Not a chance.
Would you pay thousands of dollars
No.
for a pair of Nikes?
No.
Okay, so let me up the ante. Would you even consider paying thousands of dollars for fake, well, not fake, digital Nikes? They don't exist. It's just something you would see on a screen that maybe your avatar, if you were running around in a game, was wearing. Would you pay thousands of dollars for a digital pair of sneakers?
Well, in that case, yeah. Who wouldn't, right?
You got your priorities straight, right?
Is this, can I use, you know, digital money, fake money to buy these fake shoes?
Unfortunately, the money has to be real. That part is real.
Count me out.
The sneakers are fake. Yeah. Well, let me save you some trouble then. Okay, so Nike has filed a trademark application last week indicating that it wants to sell digital versions of its sneakers, also clothing and other goods stamped with its swoosh logo. And it would be for people to wear, quote unquote, in video games. Or, the metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg has been talking about. By the way, this is a funny story to me. I think it was the same day that Facebook announced that its parent company was going to be Meta. Somebody pointed out online that word Meta in Hebrew means death.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, not that they necessarily thought, well, gee, I wonder what that means in Hebrew. It does remind me, though, of that. I don't think it's an urban legend. I think it's real because the Chevy Nova, the car that was very popular in the 70s, for example, it just didn't go in Mexico. It didn't take off. People wouldn't buy it because in Spanish, Nova means it won't go. So they were trying to market a car in Mexico, and the name of the car was It Won't Go. You can see the problem, right? So in any case, Meta means death in Hebrew. And maybe that's where Nike is going with this, selling these digital sneakers. That way people can wear, again, quote unquote. We talked about this before, really, about the whole idea of digital apparel. Remember that, Cyrus?
Yeah, something. Yeah, the dresses and the clothes that people wear digitally.
Digitally. Yeah, so it's not even a real thing. It's the only way you can see it is on the screen, and even there, you know, it's just pixels on the screen. But people, amazingly, this boggles my mind. People are spending a tonnage of money on stuff like this, and I would like, yeah, you're getting started early this morning.
Yeah, this particular topic, it's so ridiculous.
You know, you should probably just always have duct tape on. Just always have it on. Save yourself some time.
I have duct tape on my duct tape.
Yeah, I hear that. It's amazing to me that people are willing to, in my view, throw away money on something like that. But it's the sign of the time. So I would love to see some of that money come to Relevant Radio, wouldn't you? That would make a lot more sense.
That makes a lot more dollars and cents.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's happening. The metaverse, are your kids familiar with that yet? Are they interested in that?
You know, they haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has not come up in the Simcoe household yet.
They apparently don't listen to the Patrick Madrid show because they would have known all about it had they heard the show yesterday.
They don't listen to me when I'm at home, so why would they listen to me on the radio?
Oh, I doubt that's true. I think your kids listen to you when they're not, you know, on TikTok. 888-914-9149. Any calls on tap, Cyrus? I can't see that screen.
Nothing on tap just yet.
Guess who is who has been identified as a widespread carrier of coronavirus? Any guesses? It's not a human being, by the way.
Oh, well, there goes my guesses. Cats, alley cats.
That's a good guess. It's possible, I suppose. But the New York Post has an article that show that deer, D-E-E-R,
What?
D-E-E-R, deer, are apparently, well, let me just read it to you. As many as 80% out of the 445,000 Iowa deer population may carry the coronavirus. 80%. The rate of infection was said to be effectively 50 times more pervasive in deer than in the human population. I never even heard of animals getting COVID. I guess I heard maybe about dogs or something like that, but... you know, deer is a big deal in the Midwest, certainly a big deal in Ohio. And during deer season, which is on right now, I mean, you can see the trucks parked on the side of the road and you know that there are hunters in the field. And I don't know how many, you know, hundreds of thousands or whatever it is every year, deer that are culled. It just boggles my mind to imagine that if 80% of the deer, so if that's true in Iowa, I suppose it's true in Illinois and Ohio and Indiana, you're eating deer that has COVID. I suppose if you cook it properly, it's not going to matter. But just, it's just strange. They said the report is now awaiting review from scientific peer-reviewed journals prior to publication. But it shows that deer may have picked up the virus from humans sometime during the testing period between April 2020 and January 2021.
Did you get this news from PETA?
I did not, amazingly. New York Post, in this case. So here's what they say. Their samples were derived from both roadkill and deer felled by hunters. An analysis of their lymph nodes reflects... Would you like to have that job, Cyrus? Daddy, what do you do for a living when you go to work every day? Well, I collect roadkill and I test the lymph nodes. How'd you like to have that job?
No, I'm good.
You're a lymph node tester for roadkill.
I'm good here.
When you go to your 20th high school reunion and everybody's like catching up and, you know, you're seeing your old flame and your buddies from high school and everybody's saying what they do and they get to you and you say, well, I'm in a very very particular field. Well, what is it exactly? Well, I test lymph nodes on roadkill. Suddenly you're all alone. Everybody has moved on to another part of the...
No, thanks. All right. So we do have a call here. We have Rod in Eureka.
Oh, you don't want to hear about deer lymph
no,
nodes?
No, I don't.
What is wrong with you?
I don't think anybody does.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, it's just FYI, the deer have coronavirus to the tune of like 80%. So when you go deer hunting, just remember that.
Wear a mask when you're deer hunting.
Why aren't
the deer wearing masks?
They should be. There should be enforcement of the deer population to wear masks. I don't know why they're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Everyone else has to wear a mask.
Someone is not doing their job.
Get Governor Newsom on the phone, please. I want to give him some advice on that issue. Okay, let's go to the next phone call.
All right. Hello, Rod in Eureka.
Hi. Yes, my question is, if our final eternal destination happens when we die, you know, once in the die, then judgment, mm-hmm. why pray for the dead? Why not take that energy that does absolutely no good and put it towards praying more for the living?
How does it do no good?
Because their final destination is already determined. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell.
Oh, well, you're leaving out a very important part, though, because the only reason that we would pray for the dead would be in the case of those who are detained in purgatory, who are not yet in heaven. So for them, those prayers are helpful. It doesn't help the people in hell, obviously. It doesn't help the people in heaven. They don't need our prayers. But those who are in purgatory, being cleaned up before they enter into heaven, they need our prayers. Because as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, beginning of verse 10, they're suffering loss as they're being purified. So that's what the prayers go for. Certainly not wasted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhat, but it sounds like more praying for the dead, you know, praying for your loved ones. Does that mean that they're, who knows if they're going to be in purgatory or not, you know, so
right.
they could be going to hell, you know, and we're praying.
Right, but since we don't know, we pray for them anyway. Gosh, it's such an important question you're asking. I wish we had more time, but I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. Thank you. Mary, Pledge Drive, Wednesday, big mountain to climb. Have I summarized it pretty well?
You did a great job at summarizing it. We need 200 people who are going to join the family during this next 32 minutes, 34 minutes. And so far, we've got a few in, need 160 still. It's quite a few to get in this hour. Great news, though. We've got some great gifts for you. If you make that special gift of $1 a day, $1 a day is all we're asking for. And first of all, you get this Fulton Sheen book, Through the Year. It's a great meditation each and every day with Bishop Fulton Sheen. Fabulous book. You'll certainly enjoy that. But better
yet,
he's awesome. Better yet, you'll get this handmade one-decade rosary. It's been made by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow. And Today's the only day you can get this. Every pledge drive, we have this special premium that's available for only one day. And people always call the next day and say, oh, you know, I didn't call in yesterday. Or they'll, you know, late in Drew's show, it's like, oh, I want one. Sorry, they're gone. Mm-hmm. It is truly a limited supply, and it is today only. So do not procrastinate. Get your one decade rosary today. And if you make your gift on either of our two digital platforms, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet, you'll also get the bonus download, which is a talk about St. Nicholas, which was produced first time ever by Father Simon. So that's all yours for $1 a day.
He's great, by the way. If anyone listening right now, you must listen to his show. I mean, obviously, you must listen to all the shows. But it's hard to describe Father Simon. He's very erudite, and his vast encyclopedic knowledge is amazing. But he does this in a way, when he does the show, he does it in a way that's also very entertaining, because he's very funny. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting mix of knowledge and humor. It's not frivolous. I mean, it's deep stuff, but it's very listenable and even entertaining. So even just for that one thing alone, it makes a lot of sense to make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, because that way, when you do it that way, we can send you the link to his talk immediately. So you'll have it right away.
And to put it in layman's term, he does a great job at connecting with your heart. So he's fabulous. You'll love this download when you visit relevantradio.com or use the app and make your gift of $1 a day. We need this phone's ringings. Come on. We need your help at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We still need 165 people to join the family at relevantradio.com or at 877-291-0123.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
All right, we are back. Thanks for listening to the Patrick Madrid Show today and every day. My number is 888-914-9149. We have room for you now if you want to call in and get on the air with me. Maybe you have a question or you need a second opinion. 888-914-9149. 9149. Let's go to Monica now in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question. My organization at work is trying to become like LGBT friendly, and we have applications for benefits, and our applications do ask for the sex of the claimant. And I was asked to provide the number of applications that ask for the sex, and kind of what the organization is doing to become more LGBT friendly. And I don't know if I should provide that information or if I should say that that's kind of against my faith. I kind of don't know how to proceed with that. Mm-hmm.
Tell me again who's requesting this information.
So it's my supervisor.
Okay, so it's the supervisor wanting to know what you personally are doing, as opposed to what your company's doing?
No, it's more so it's what the organization is doing. So, like, I'm kind of in the, I guess, top management of the organization, and it's essentially all the applications for these benefits that we have. They want to know how many of these applications ask for the sex and kind of, you know, which applications, I guess, will be changing. My job is to provide.
Mm-hmm. So when you let's say a form is to be filled out, an application or something like that, in the cases where it asks for your sex, male, female, am I right? They want to know which applications ask for that, and why don't you have something more broad than just male or female? Is that what you mean?
Yes. So essentially today I need to provide the amount of applications. Like, I don't know if that's something I should do or if I should tell them that that's just...
Well, let's look at it.
Really.
Okay, so let's look at that. So in the immediate context, based upon my understanding of what you're saying, they're not asking you to do anything wrong. There's nothing inherently wrong with saying, well, we have 72 different applications in this company, and 71 of them ask for male or female. So you, by furnishing that information, you're not doing anything immoral. So if that's what you're asking, just at that
yes,
level?
Yes, that's pretty much. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that would not be okay. A mole. Now,
okay, that's good to know.
If they said, we want you to now start maybe proactively doing some things that you felt were contrary to your moral convictions that would violate your conscience, then you'd have a different situation. But right now, all they're saying is, can you just add up how many applications there are and how many of those applications are asking for the sex? Nothing wrong with doing that. You know where it's heading, but this particular thing itself is not morally wrong to do that.
Okay. And then what about, like, I guess if they were to implement the change, like me actually changing these applications, that would be immoral, correct?
Not necessarily. Let's think this through here. So if they're saying company policy is that from now on, all applications have to say male, female, or other, I presume that would be the third option. Who knows what it might be. Even in that instance, you would not really be doing anything immoral, because there's nothing inherently immoral, number one, about modifying an application. Number two, even though you and I both know that the other category is ridiculous because there is no such thing as other, the binary is real. There is male and female, and that's it. So even though you know that this is silly, even there, I don't see any grounds on which you could say that you would be doing something immoral. If they asked you to write an article in the company newsletter glorifying homosexual activity or something, that's where I would draw a line. You know, sorry, can't do that. Or if they asked you to do something in which you would be morally compromised, obviously you would have to say no. But even that, even putting an extra box to check, I don't see that still as something that would be inherently immoral or sinful on your part.
Great. Thank you so much. I feel a lot better now.
Okay. Well, you know, these things are important to think through. I'm so glad to hear that you're thinking about this. Many people don't even bother to think about it. Let me share with you a quick tip that you can use in any situation, wherever you find yourself faced with what looks like it could be a moral dilemma. Remember these three things. You can evaluate the rightness or the wrongness of the act and very clearly, almost always, determine whether this would be right or wrong based upon three things, three conditions. The first would be the act itself. What is this act? Is this act in itself wrong? Is it neutral? Is it good? It could be any of the three. It would be wrong to stab somebody with a knife, but it would not be wrong for a surgeon to use a scalpel to effectively do the same thing, cut somebody open for the purpose of saving his life in an operation. So the same act itself, this leads to the second issue, which is the circumstances. So you have the act itself, then you have the circumstances. What are the circumstances within which this is being done? Stabbing somebody in a fight versus operating in the operating room to save his life. And then the third factor is your intention. What is your intention in this act? Is your intention to do something that you know to be wrong? Is your intention trying to do something good? And then you have to, you know, be also aware of, does the end justify the means of doing this? Sometimes the end does justify the means. Sometimes it doesn't. So when you have those three things in mind, what is your intention? What is the act itself? And what are the circumstances? Then you can evaluate a question like this, and almost always you'll come up with the right answer. Oh, I can't do that. Or, yeah, I can do that. And you can proceed with a clear conscience in that case. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, I honestly, I'm just going to be really candid with you. I feel sympathy for people who have jobs where they're being asked to do things that they know are not right, or they wonder if they're not right. I feel very grateful because I don't have that kind of a job. So personally, I'm never personally put in that situation where an employer is telling me, hey, you've got to dispense, you know, the birth control pill, or hey, you've got to get that room ready over there for the abortion that's scheduled at 1 o'clock. I don't have those moral dilemmas, but I really want to express my empathy and my sympathy for you and for others who do have jobs like that, where you have to wrestle with some of these demands that are being made of you. So I just want to praise you for thinking about this the way you have been. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I will pray that things go smoothly from here. And who knows, maybe you can affect some policy changes in your company by guiding them in the right direction. I hope that's true.
Hopefully. Thank you again.
You're most welcome. Thank you. 888-914-9149. Keeping an eye on the time here. Looks like we do have a little bit of time before we have to go to our next break. We're in Pledge Drive right now, so the breaks are just a little bit different from how they normally are. Hey, Cyrus, good news. I bet you're going to love this. Facebook, the subsidiary of the new company Meta, which means death in Hebrew, they announced yesterday that they're planning to shut down their facial recognition program. I didn't even know they had a facial recognition program, but they're shutting it down.
They're shutting it down.
Uh-huh.
They're going to pass up billions of dollars.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how 20 years ago they're like, "Yeah, we're not going to clone humans." Uh-huh.
No. We would never.
Right.
We would never do that. No, we're not, we're going to protect your personal information. We would never sell that or rent that to anybody. We would never.
Right.
And on it goes. All right, CNBC, Facebook, whose parent company is now named Meta, which means death in Hebrew, said it will delete more than 1 billion people's individual facial recognition templates as a result of this change. The company said in a blog post that more than a third of Facebook daily active users, or 600 million accounts, had opted into the use of face recognition technology. So Facebook, for its part, will no longer automatically recognize people's faces in photos or videos. The change, however, will also impact the automatic alt text technology that the company uses to describe images of people who are blind or visually impaired. Facebook services that rely on the face recognition systems will be removed over the coming week.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Got a note from Sandra, who said this is her recipe card from the kitchen of Relevant Radio. Recipe for peace of mind, heart, and soul. 1 cup of daily mass, 4.5 cups of Father Rocky and the Daily Rosary, 1 cup of Drew Mariani, 1 cup of Patrick Madrid, 1.5 cups of Father Simon Says, mixed with generous helping of other Relevant Radio hosts, oven temp 100%, time daily, serves all who listen. That's great.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We're going to make this call goal for this hour, the number of people we need. We still need 150 people. In the next 15 minutes, it looks like, the next 15 minutes, we need 150 people who will join the family at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We're not asking for a lot, just a dollar a day.
A dollar a day. I wish I could say a dollar a day keeps the pledge drive away, but it seems that the pledge drive...
It does keep hairy legs away.
It's true. Yeah, so a dollar a day. Think about what can you buy with a dollar. Not much. Not really much of anything. But you can keep the light shining in a very dark place when you support Relevant Radio. Think of all the people out there who are, you know, in their cars on the way to work in the morning, and they've got the stress in their life, and maybe a marriage situation or a wayward child or a health problem or financial difficulties or any of the above. It could be that or other things. There are a lot of people out there who are hurting. They're lonely. They need help. They need a lifeline. And that's what Relevant Radio is for them. Every day we get emails and phone calls on our programs from people who say exactly that. You were my lifeline. You helped me and I needed you and you were there for me. So do it for them when you make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123. Do it for them and Jesus will reward you. I can guarantee you that.
Well, and you'll also do it for yourself when you receive this fabulous, it's absolutely beautiful, a handmade one-decade Divine Mercy radio, or not radio, you don't get the radio, you get a one-decade rosary that was handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow. Today is the only day this is available, and it is available only while supplies last. There is a limited number. This isn't something we can call up some gift shop and say, yeah, we need a few more dozen of these. This rosary has been to the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of the Merciful Jesus and placed on the altar there. It has been placed at the tomb of Saint Maria Faustina and contains a third class relic of Saint Faustina. This and so much more. Make sure you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app to see the rosary, learn more about it. Today and today only, we want to give all of these away before Drew comes on the air, but yeah, we can't do it unless you join us at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your tablet or smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We still need 150 people.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and RelevantRadio.com.
All right, we are back. I love this music. By the way, Cyrus, did you know that in the lead guitar, you know, jamming session that's coming up here on the medley, that each of the three, John, Paul, and George, are playing lead guitar? Did you know that?
I did not. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just learned that it is John who's playing bass on Come Together. Did you know that?
Can that be true? I don't think that's true.
It's true. It's, look it up. I just found that out today.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'll one up you. Okay. You ready for this?
You have way more Beatle knowledge than I do. This isn't
well,
fair.
I found this surprising. George is playing the bass on Maxwell's Silver Hammer. And it sounds exactly like what Paul McCartney would have played had he played it, but he's not playing it. It's George.
Why was it George?
I don't know.
Because on Come Together, Paul's playing piano and singing, so that's why he's not playing bass.
I'm looking at the personnel chart for Come Together.
And you want to prove me wrong so bad.
Well, here's what it says. John Lennon, lead vocal, backing vocal, guitar, hand claps, and tambourine. Paul McCartney, backing vocal, bass, electric piano.
You're wrong.
I'm looking at it.
On what? What's your source?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's your source? Yeah. You know better than that.
No, it's real.
You just changed that. McCartney. You just went into Wikipedia and changed that.
I could have done that, but I didn't. I didn't do it. No, it actually is. It is Paul playing bass.
Okay.
I hate to burst your bubble.
No, nope. I'm going to send you out. I'll do this behind the scenes, but I'll send this to you.
You're going
to
prove yourself right.
This is a first. Patrick's wrong. Cyrus is right.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Oh, maybe it's not a first.
Well, that's probably true too, but I think you're wrong on this one. We'll find out.
All right, let's get back.
888-914-9149. We've got some phone calls waiting. Let's go to Christina in El Centro, California. Good morning, Christina.
Hi, good morning. I am calling. My question is, I want to know, where do we stand and what are, when we're invited to a wedding where it's a man and a man and a woman and a woman, where do we stand as Catholics as far as attendance?
Well,
should we or should we not?
Not. You should not. And the reason is not that you don't love them, not that you don't have a desire to show friendship and all the other natural human emotions that we feel for people that we care about, but because this is not, in fact, a marriage, even though legally it's considered a marriage, it's not a marriage. And therefore, not only is it, you might say, a simulation or even a parody of marriage, it's also, it's a glorifying or celebrating a really serious sexual sin. And it's serious, like for heterosexual people, adultery, fornication, you know, there are many ways to commit sin against the sixth commandment, and this is one of them. So to go to a wedding and sip champagne and celebrate something that is inherently wrong is something that you can't do. Even though you may feel great affection for the people involved, or you love them, or they're your friends or family members even, all of those things notwithstanding, to go and celebrate something like that that you know is inherently wrong would be a form of scandal. And you know what Jesus says? He says, you know, in the world there will be scandals, but woe to that man by whom scandals come. So we should avoid anything that could cause scandal for others, and attending a wedding like that would be an example of that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. It gives me reassurance that I made the right decision.
Were you invited to something like that?
I was, but I just felt that it wasn't. I exactly what you said. It was a celebration, and I didn't feel that it was something that should be celebrated.
Right.
So I kindly declined.
Yeah, let's broaden this a little bit to see if we can't find some parallels. They're not exactly the same, and we're not saying that the two things are the same. But let's imagine that you have a brother and sister who are siblings, you know, from the same parents, but they're both above the age of 21, and they both are consenting adults, and they love one another, and they want to get married. I think most people would say, that's not really right. Yeah, I don't think I can go do that. I don't think I can attend that. You know, you've got the gross out factor, first of all, but people just instinctively recognize that there's something not right about that. And for someone to say, well, love is love. Okay, but in this case, okay, so that's one scenario. And I talk about the gross out factor, forgive me for doing this, but what if two people, consenting adults, who happen to be father and daughter, or mother and son, were to say, well, we're going to get married. Love is love. I think most people are going to say, no, you shouldn't do that. Well, we're consenting adults and we love each other, and love is love and love wins. You know, all those slogans. Even if somebody were to say, well, okay, I guess I'll go to the wedding. You know that the average person, any normal person, is going to have a problem with it. And it would get to the point where they might just say, well, I don't want to go to that wedding. Well, why don't you want to go to that wedding? Because I don't think it's right. I don't think what they're doing is right. But love is love, and love wins, and they're consenting adults, and they can do what they want, right? Now, there are probably laws against that, I would assume. So maybe from a legal standpoint, it wouldn't be quite as easy to do that. But in the abstract, you can see where you can take the same kind of thing, but just change it around a little bit. And suddenly now it's people recognize there's something weird about it, and they more often than not are going to say, I can't go to that. You see the point I'm making? Does that make sense?
I sure do. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Christina, great talking with you. Thank you for that. Well, we're nearly done with this first hour. Boy, does it go by fast. Mary's going to join me in just a second and give us an update on where things stand on our pledge drive. This is the middle of our pledge drive. It ends on Friday. We got to get there.
We still need 132 people in the next 6 minutes if we're going to make our call goal. Patrick, that's a lot in 6 minutes. 132 people. The only way we're going to be able to achieve that number is if the majority of people who want to join the family and help us have a successful hour visit relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. $1 a day is all we're asking for. We heard from Bob. He's listening on 1330 in Minnesota, and he said thank you for the one-decade rosary. He made that gift of $1 a day. Said his 9-year-old daughter will love the rosary. It's going to be a Christmas gift. Hope she's not listening. And he said he wishes he could be as holy as she is. And that's what we want to be doing as parents, is raise those saints, even if we're not there yet ourselves. So great job, Bob, on being a good dad.
Indeed, yeah. It's a great way to strengthen the faith, your family and friends, let them know about Relevant Radio. But of course, Relevant Radio wouldn't be here if it were not for your generous financial support, which is what we're asking for right now. And I know that we are in the neighborhood of needing 150 phone calls. It sounds impossible, but it is possible if you call now, 877-291-0123. You have to act now. because we're now down to, what, 4 minutes left in the hour. So we need everybody to pile in there. Go to relevantradio.com. You can make your pledge safe and secure. The Relevant Radio app, easy to use. Just tap it. It opens right up, and you can make your pledge in moments. And whichever way you choose, please do it now. We need you right now.
We need you now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet, and then you'll be able to see this one-decade rosary and read a little more about it. You can see an image right there at relevantradio.com. This rosary is handmade by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy at the Divine Mercy Shrine in Krakow, Poland. And they don't have phones or internet or any way to communicate there. We literally, to order these, we need to call somebody. And I double-checked the time. I thought it was an hour. It's actually 2 hours away. Somebody has to travel 2 hours to go to the shrine and say, all right, here's your order. We need X number. We need them in a few months. Then they hand make them. So this isn't something we can call up tomorrow and say, oh, look, we had more people that want one than what we had available. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to do it today. Today is the only day these are available. And when they are gone, they are gone. And they've been to some holy places. Like, we took it to the altar of the Chapel of the Miraculous Image of Merciful Jesus. And it's been to the tomb of Saint Faustina and contains a third-class relic of Saint Faustina. This is yours for $1 a day. Keep these phones coming in. Check it out at our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Today is the only day, and when they are gone, they are gone.
And the lady means what she's saying.
I feel like I'm scolding my children.
But you know what? What a wonderful thing to get, and you can get it immediately. But you have to call right now because they will be gone. This limited number. I mean, who wouldn't want a rosary handmade by Polish nuns in the birthplace of Pope John Paul II, the land of Divine Mercy and St. Faustina? It doesn't get much better than that. And it's a tactile way for you to have something you can actually touch and hold in your hand that has a connection with all those things. And we want to give it to you. So there's really nothing stopping you from doing this other than you haven't called yet. So call 877-291-0123.
We are making progress. We only need 100 people in the next 2 minutes. We can only accomplish that if as many people who can make your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app, visit the website, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, fill out the Donate Now button, and we can make this goal 100 people in 2 minutes. It can happen using those digital platforms. And the good news is when you make your gift either with the app or at relevantradio.com, you will get the bonus download, which comes instantly in your mailbox. And it is, yes, Virginia, there is a Saint Nicholas. In addition to that, you get the regular book. It is Bishop Fulton Sheen. A meditation for each and every day is also yours, included for your gift, $1 a day. Thank you for that call. And there's another. Keep them coming at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Better yet, relevantradio.com.
You can do it!
My anxiety is what led me to start going to daily mass.
Gary Zimek.
Relevant Radio has been a lifeline to me. When I'm struggling, when I am anxious, I get to hear the truth. I get to be lifted up.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.